Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I want to welcome you all to the NOI conference call on the science of trading. Those of you who are connected to us on Facebook, you may have seen an article that was written by Brother Mikhail Muhammad that deals with the Nation of Islam, trading, and the stock market. Very interesting read, very interesting subject. In the article, he goes into some of our lessons and some of the two problems and questions in particular that were contained in what we call the problem book, which is a set of 34 mathematical word problems that teach about the condition of black people throughout America in a mathematical and critical thinking type of way. They're math problems, but they're interesting and they touch on various aspects of life. And the two problems that he highlighted and gave an exegesis on pertain to members of the original nation, the original family that own stock and interest in the Panama Canal and in the Suez Canal. So that started a whole interesting conversation on stocks and the Nation of Islam and trade and commerce, and much of what we're doing here now. The purpose of this is really an answer to the pledge that was taken during the Million Man March. One of the pledges that we took, this particular one, was the pledge to build businesses, schools, hospitals, and factories, and enter into international trade and commerce for the benefit of ourselves and our family and our people. Now, I remember just about all of those pledges, but that one has always stuck out for me the most. So fast forward, and as a result of that, we know that in the Nation of Islam, there's a Ministry of Trade and Commerce. And there's activity going on under the guise of trade and commerce all over the nation. If you look and you find people doing little things and big things in various places around our country, so that is good. There's lots of pockets of activity and growth that has taken place. And most recently, in Muhammad's Mosque number 4 in Washington, D.C., there's several brothers that have gotten together and formed what we call the Economic Empowerment Program. It's nothing new. It's nothing, you know, nobody reinvented the wheel. It's just a group of brothers who put the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad into practice, where he said, pool your resources, 6 to 8 of you get together and, you know, come together for a common cause, start a business, do whatever the case may be. But it all starts with getting together with like-minded individuals and starting to pool your resources. So we've been on a weekly basis, I think ever since, might have been ever since May, beginning of May or late April, I think. We've been all putting money into a pot, and on a weekly basis, one person in the circle gets the pot. So that is helping us to work on saving, build a discipline of saving. It's helping us to look out for one another's needs. It's helping us to get into the habit of working together in a collective manner, which we all know is why successful people are successful. Every other ethnic group can get together and do just that, pool their resources, work hard in a collective manner, and their success speaks for itself. So we were given a directive by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to do the same, because that is the key to success. So as a result of that, we all started a conversation about what happens. What happens at the end of the cycle? What happens when we've pooled our resources, we've gotten together, and everybody starts to get a distribution and, you know, their hand or their go-around in that savings pool? What happens? What do we do with the money? And everybody was told to come up with ideas, come up with suggestions on how we start to make responsible and intelligent decisions about money, about finances, and what to do so that we can start making our money grow for us instead of what has become the norm in our community, where money comes in and it rarely circulates. We don't pool, we don't circulate the money. We don't keep our community as a sustaining force, because we are steady pumping the fuel out of our community as opposed to staying in the community. So what we have today is an idea, thought, and a plan, a strategic plan that's been put in place and is being demonstrated in other parts of the world. And we are blessed and honored to have an expert, one of the teachers of a particular system that is in place and is working for lots of other people. We want to look at that, examine that, and see if there's a fit for us, whether as individuals or whether we work collectively at it, to benefit ourselves, to benefit our families, and benefit our people. So I asked my good brother, my good friend, Steve Fox, who is a systems trader. He'll go into explaining exactly what that means. But that's his area of expertise. If we wanted to learn about health, I'd have a doctor on here. If we wanted to learn about science and technology, I'd have an engineer or a scientist of some sort. But we're talking about economics. We're talking about finance, trade, and commerce. So based on our lessons, based on everything that we're seeing, especially those two problems in the problem book, the ideal person for such an event like this is a trader, one who understands markets around the world and understands that whether markets go up or whether markets go down, someone profits, and there is no reason why we can't learn how to be profitable in an up market or in a down market. So with that in mind, I want to turn the microphone over to Brother Steve Fox, who's going to explain what he does, talk about his system, and also explain to us, so that we're very clear in understanding, what is the meaning of investing and what is the meaning of trading, what the difference between the two are, and what can be most beneficial for us. So, Brother Steve, if you're on, please come on.
I am here, Brother. Peace.
Peace and blessings to you. How are you feeling?
I'm blessed, Brother. How are you?
All right. Well, take it away. You got the floor.
Fantastic. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate you attending this phone conference. And I thank you for your time.
Steve, you're a little low. Your volume is a little low.
Okay. Let me see if I can get that up a little higher. Then. One second. How about that? Is that better?
I think that's a little better. You sound like you're away from the microphone.
How about that? Is that better?
That's even better.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so let's get started. Let me just tell you a little bit about myself, and then we can have a discussion. The format today is going to be that of a discussion. I don't know exactly how many people are online with us right now. So, and brother, I'm sure you're keeping track of the controls, whose mic is open, who's not. So let me just start off by saying my name is Steve Fox. And what I am is a trader, T-R-A-D-E-R, as opposed to a traitor. I'm a trader of with over 25 years of experience now trading the markets. I trade all markets. I trade the stock market. I trade the commodities and futures markets. I trade the currency markets. Together with my business partners, currently I manage a small fund that manages about $15.25 million currently. My business partners and I are traders. We've been trading together for about 20 years now. But I'm also a trainer of students who are interested in learning my system. My system that I developed is called a simple trend system. I have students in many, many countries around the world. Just recently talking to a student last night. It was daytime for him, but last night in Doha, Qatar, trained students in Beijing, China, Shanghai, Tokyo, Kyoto, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, Turkey, Bulgaria, all over the Middle East, throughout Europe, the UK, Germany, France, North America, in the United States, of course, Canada, Central and South America. I currently am in semi-retirement mode, and I live in the Caribbean. So that's me. I trade my own money. I used to trade money for some folks. I was just going to say white folks, but I used to trade money for folks, but I currently trade my money and that of my business partners. So, how many of you read that Facebook post? Did anyone read it? I'm sorry?
Well, I could read it now. Can you call out the Facebook page? I'm actually on the phone and on the computer right now. I'm catching up late to the game.
Okay, fantastic, sister. What is your name, by the way?
My name is LaShawn Neal, new to the group today.
LaShawn, did you say, Sister LaShawn?
Yes, LaShawn Neal.
LaShawn Neal?
Yes, LaShawn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic, Sister LaShawn. I'm going to get the Facebook page up right now. If you go to Facebook and you type in the name Mikael, M-I-K-A-I-L.
A-I-L, okay, I had A-E-L.
I have a quick link, Steve.
Yes, sir.
If you go to N-O-I-Biz, N-O-I-B-I-Z.net, go to that webpage, and the post is listed on there. It says trading stocks in the Nation of Islam. Just click on that one.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Is there someone else on the call? I just want to see how many people have read the post.
Yes. My name is Brother Eric.
Brother Eric, good to have you, brother.
Thank you.
You read the post, I assume. Brother Eric,
have you read it, Brother Eric? Did you read the post?
I'm pulling it up now on my iPad on
nyviv.net.
Okay. It might take you a while to get through the post. So I'm going to talk about some of the things that are in the post. This was one of the students who just finished my training course. He, when he first started, had no knowledge of the market. As a matter of fact, we were just chatting on Facebook not too long ago, and I think he might be joining the webinar just to listen in on anything we talk about as far as trading is concerned. And but when he started about 15, maybe, I don't know, about 16, 17 weeks ago, he had no knowledge of the markets. But he was curious, and he took a leap of faith to learn my system. My system, I always say, is a simple system, in that I call it a simple trend system, but it is not easy. When I say it's not easy, I mean there's a lot of work you've got to put in to learn the system and study it. But it is a simple system, and by simple what I mean is that it is mathematical, it is logical. One brother actually mentioned to me that my system is Islam. I don't want to name that brother unless he decides to give up his name.
That was me.
Okay. But you also mentioned, Brother Vernon, the two problems, the problem 11 and problem 34 of your sacred writings there from Master Quran Muhammad. And there's a brother, I don't know who the brother is, but he put the problems on the internet. And so someone pointed it out to me maybe a week or so ago. And, you know, by not being a Muslim, I would not have privy to the problems in your problem book. But he showed me those two problems and asked me to solve them. Because I'm a trader, because I know how to trade, because I think mathematically. I'm not a mathematician. I'm just an ordinary person. But because I'm a trader, I was able to solve both of those problems in about 20 minutes. Pretty accurately, I believe. Because we're traders, we think like traders. And so my system is a simple trend system. That's what I call it, a simple trend system. I've taught my system to several hundred people over the years, many hundreds of people over the years, I should say. And I've done it all over the world. This year, I've decided to take a little breather from my usual routine, which is to spend three quarters of the year on the road training people, my system, and to dedicate 2013 to the brothers and sisters of the nation who I have been asked about all over the world, specifically in the Middle East. I get asked all the time, what are the brothers and the sisters in the Nation of Islam doing? Are they learning my system? I get asked that question every time I teach the brothers in the Middle East or in Africa. And so I decided to, with God's help, to kind of dedicate myself this year to bring in my system to the brothers and sisters in the nation. So with that said, let me just talk about what the difference is between investing and trading. The typical investor is in the market in one way or the other, usually through their job, especially our people. They have a 401k plan, or they have a pension plan, or they may just actually be directly trading with a broker and are in the market. One of those three is usually the scenario. And as an investor, you have your money in your 401k, and you make money if the market, the overall market, is heading up. But if the market heads down, as it did in 2008, as it did in 1995, as it did in 1987, various crashes, you lose money because you can only make money as an investor if the market goes up. You are married, basically, to the market. You are in it for better or worse, as they say when you stand up there and take your vows. We as traders are different. We don't care which way the market is going. If the market goes up, then we make money. If the market is going down, then we make money.
Whoever just came in, if you're not speaking, please mute your phone.
Whoever just came in, your mic is very noisy in the background. Can you hit star 6 or something? Please mute yourself.
I think I can. I think I can mute the person now.
Fantastic. Okay. And welcome, whoever you are. Welcome to the.
And can we also repeat the Facebook page and the NOI? Is it BIZ or NOIBIS?
NOIBIZ. NOIBIZ.net. NET. And right on the front page, you should see one of the posts listed as Trading Stocks in the Nation of Islam. NOIBIZ.net.
B as in boy, I as in India, Z as in zebra, is .net. Is that correct, brother?
That's correct. Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, so as I was saying, as a trader, T-R-A-D-E-R, we don't care which way the market goes, up or down. And as I took a look at your two problems that dealt specifically with mathematics, both of those problems, well, there were other problems that were mathematics, but the two that I saw were specifically involved the market, in that Mr. Ali, in one situation, was sold 500 shares of stock in the Suez Canal. So, I mean, it's pretty clear that this is the market. Now, I don't believe in investing in the market. We're not investors. I don't believe in investing in the market. That's not what we do. We're not investors. We are traders of the market. And as a trader now for some 25 years, I have traded with people all over the world. I've traded with our brothers in all over Africa. I've traded with our brothers all over the Middle East. I've traded with our brothers all over South America, in Asia, pretty much all over the world. And everyone is in the market that I talk to, the people that I deal with on a regular basis. These people are making money as traders. They're not making money as investors. So I hope I made that clear, what the difference is between being an investor and being a trader.
Can you do it one more time, Steve?
I'm sorry?
Would you give that to us briefly one more time, the difference between an investor and a trader?
Sure. The long and short of it is, as an investor, you are married to the market, like you are married to your spouse. And you can only prosper as an investor if and when the market goes up. But when the market goes down, and all markets, including real estate markets, go down eventually, they don't go just straight up. They never just go up, up, up forever. They crash. There exists a bubble, and they go up. And then the bubble bursts, and they crash, and they go down. And that's the nature of markets. So as an investor, you are basically married to that market for better or for worse. If it goes up, well, you benefit. If it goes down, well, you suffer the consequences. As a trader, you make money whether the market goes up, and you make money as whether the market goes down. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but the way we traders kind of look at it is, we have two analogies. I'll give you the one that's a little less disrespectful. We look at the market as, in terms of, let's say we're talking about the stock market or the commodities market, we look at the market as not being a real estate owner, but being a renter. We don't own stocks, we rent stocks. And so that's how we look at the market as traders. We profit if the market goes up, we profit if the market goes down. We don't really care.
If I can chime in and seek clarification of that, the definition of an investor is married to the market, whether it goes up or down, for better or for worse. It is what it is. But as a trader, you're not necessarily handcuffed. You're not in any sort of agreement or marriage. You can make decisions almost like in between. In other words, to keep your trajectory to going up versus going up and down and being stuck just to one kind of level of trading.
Almost, sister. You got the first part. Let me see if I can clarify the second part. What we look at in the market is what's called trends. We look for trends in the market. And the trend can go up or trend can go down. And if the trend goes down in the market, let's say a price... We have a way of looking at the market that's kind of, we sort of make the analogy of a doctor looking at your bones, needing an x-ray, an MRI, look at your tissue. We look at the market with some tools that traders use. And these tools allow us to look at the market, sort of an x-ray of the market. And this x-ray of the market will help us see whether a market is trending up or whether a market is trending down.
Uh-huh.
And so with these tools, we can decide to go up, to continue to go up with the uptrend, or to if the market is drastically in a downtrend. Let me give you an example of a downtrend. The prior to the stock market crash in 2008, the price of gasoline at the pump that the average person was paying from, say, July 2007 to July 2008, that price of gasoline kept going up. Every week you went to pump gas in the car, the price of gasoline went up and up and up. That's considered an uptrend. And we can see that on the chart in the market. You went to the market, I went to the gas station 1 week, and the price of gasoline was $1.50. Maybe it was $1.50 in your neck of the woods, but maybe it was $1.50 in somebody's neck of the woods. And then maybe 2 weeks later, you went to fill up your tank, and the price of gasoline was $2.25. And then you went maybe another week to fill up your gasoline, fill your tank up with gas, and the price of gasoline had jumped to $3.50. And before you knew it, the price of gasoline was $8 a gallon. Well, that's an uptrend in price. And everybody threw up their hands and was cursing at, they were told to curse at Saudi Arabia. It's the Saudis who are doing this, or causing the price of gasoline to rise. My students, of course, learn differently in my classes. But it was roughly around July 2008 when the price of gasoline took a sudden turn down in price. And again, my students in class learned why. But that price of gasoline started drifting back down in what we call a downtrend. So as traders, we make money whether the market is trending up in gasoline or crude oil, or corn or sugar or rice or cotton or coffee or stocks, and we make money if the market is trending down in those things. So we don't really care which way it's going. We make money. We're not committed to just only making money if the market goes up and then, you know, pulling our hair out, so to speak, if the market starts to be uncooperative and go down in the other direction, as it did in 2008, as it does all the time.
And you're able to make these profits, whether or not it's going up or down, best based on kind of like the trending patterns. And the trending patterns don't affect what you do.
Almost, yes. We make money based on the trending patterns. And what we do is we follow. We don't make predictions about the market. We don't pretend to be clairvoyant about the market. We don't pretend like we know what's going to happen next. What we do is that we simply decide to follow the market. So we have a system.
I get it. So there's a model that just basically follows the trend. And if you're following the trend, be it up or be it down, it's going to be beneficial because you're not going, in other words, you're going to follow it in the pattern that it's going. So
that's
thereby
right.
You're kind of protecting yourself because you're not stuck in one pattern, if you will.
Absolutely, sister. Now I saw a light bulb go on over your head just now. You got it. Exactly.
Okay. I get that. So now, well, I don't really want to get, I'm just thinking out loud, and I don't want to get off what your presentation is or where we're going with all this, but I'm just trying to understand how, basically, I guess that's what you're trying to explain. How is this model going to benefit us and benefit, like, the nation and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's kind of what I'm kind of listening for.
Sure, absolutely. I'm about to tell you exactly that. Let me tell you a brief story. There is a woman who you may have heard of who back in 1978, 79, and 80 was very poor, was married to a husband who also was very poor. Between the two of them in 1970 and 1980, they made exactly $36,000 a year with both incomes. She was a new law school graduate. He was a councilman running for office. And they rented a home. They didn't own a car. They had no children. And they were basically broke. She took her Christmas bonus money from her new job as a new attorney at a law school. And her Christmas bonus that year was $1,000. And she got together with her girlfriends, 24 of them, and they pooled their resources together. So she took her $1,000 of her money. Another girlfriend took $500, another girlfriend took $1,500, another girlfriend took $2,000. Basically, they grouped together a significant amount of money, not that significant, roughly about $50,000, 24 people. But they all knew someone who could be classified as a trader. This trader, this mutual friend of theirs, told them which trades to do, which trades to make, what to trade.
Uh-huh.
And this person, in 10 months of actual trading, turned her $1,000 investment into nearly $100,000. That person was Hillary Rodham Clinton. So
I believe that can happen. Mm-hmm. I believe that can happen.
Exactly. Not only can it happen, it actually did happen for her. It was the biggest story when her husband became president. It was the biggest story that Republicans tried to use to basically, you know, get her in some sort of handcuffs, because they all assumed that what she did had to be insider trading, what they call insider trading, which is totally illegal. It's a federal crime. And so after the investigation, extensive investigation, and all the dust settled. This was the biggest story. It was on the cover of every newspaper in the country. For weeks, 60 Minutes did three separate contiguous interviews of this story and Hillary Clinton. You can find the videos on YouTube if you do the search. So once the dust settled and they realized that she didn't do a crime, she had not committed a crime, the next logical thing to ask was, well, if it wasn't a crime, how did you do it? No one asked that question because no one wanted to know. I wanted to know, but I, at that time I was trading, so I already sort of knew. I just didn't know the details of the fact that she did it with 24 other people. The newspapers just basically said she took $1,000 and told me it was $100,000. A very good friend of mine wrote a very good book on this topic, and so I managed to get his records and his investigative work to see the records of all the trades that were actually done for like a 10-month period of trading. So my goal is to get the Nation of Islam, get brothers and sisters to pretty much do this exactly the same thing, except that I am not going to be the person telling you what to trade. I'm going to teach you how to trade. I'm going to teach you to do what Hillary Clinton never learned how to do. Was just lucky enough to know someone who was a trader. I've got students right now who are in the midst of my trading course. I've got a 15-week trading course. It's about 2 hours a week. You tell me what days that's for you. You spend about 2 hours a night, and we train. You can do it as a group. You can do it as a one-on-one. That's fine with me. And you learn my system. This system has been very profitable for me. I actually started with about $50,000 three weeks before the 1987 crash. And I was, quote-unquote, an investor of the market. I was doing what everyone else was doing. I had that whole Warren Buffett mentality that you got to buy and hold it long-term. And, of course, the market crash happened 3 weeks later, and I lost 90% of the money I had in the market. When the dust settled, I had about $5,248 left at my $50,000. So I started over again a couple of years later once I learned about this idea of trading, and I have a programming background, as did my wife at the time, and together we sat down and we started programming what I understood about the market after finding out that there were some people, quote-unquote traders, who had made a fortune trading the stock market crash in 1987. That was an eye-opener for me, because from what I knew, everyone in the market lost money. But there were these group of people who were traders who made a fortune trading the crash of 1987.
Hey, can I just be honest about something? I don't know who, like I said, I'm new to the group, but yes, I've always kind of, you know, heard about these things, and it almost sounds to me, and I could be wrong, comparable to, because I'm one of those who have, you know, their 401k and kind of much pretty much stick to that. And I think that's something that the 401k can be classified as your previous description as something that's like something that you're married to. You really can't control it. It depends on the Dow. I mean, is it up or down or whatever? But what I also remember very, very early in my career, talk of with my coworkers, and a lot of them dealt in what they called investment clubs. So, you know, we all had our 401ks, but they were doing side business too. I was very young, just didn't kind of know anything other than my ears being open. And I remember these conversations, and I just said to myself, I listened to them, but I didn't know enough about them. But I actually had a little bit of fear. I think it's a good idea because I think it could have been profitable. But at the same time, my fear was, you know, the average person doesn't really have enough money to spare to gamble, to lose. So I thought it was a good idea if you pool that together, even if you did lose, the losses, you know, the impact isn't as great because you're pooling it. So I guess it's like, and then there's these other stories on the flip side that I hear with this type of concept. whereas you've got these traders, and these are like true life stories. And these people, they sit on the computer all day long, and they're trading. They've got their robots. They've got all of these things going, watching the market. And, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, there were stories of people committing suicide because they didn't make the right trade. And, you know, they lost all of this money. And so, you know, I'm watching that, too, and I'm not totally not convinced, but I said, you know, something is profitable in this business. I just don't know enough about it, but I'm almost fearful of it. And I said, okay, if I do get into it, it has to be in a pooling type scenario or environment, because I don't want anybody to the point where if they lose so much money that they're trying to commit suicide, you know. And then at the same time, I want to test it to put like a little bit of money to see if it works before I really put in a lot of money. And then next thing you know, I'm in some kind of depressive type state. So how can you speak to the fear, you know, of people in kind of buying into the concept?
Yes.
And just the confidentiality, I don't know, maybe that's not the right word, but the confidence in the process and the risk of what one must expect. Because I think it's really good to say, what can you expect in terms of risk? Because that way you don't have people thinking that, you gave the example, somebody put $1,000 and they got $100,000, I don't know, maybe 6 months, 12 months later. But you don't want everybody coming in thinking that that's going to happen. Maybe it can happen. Maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe you can teach us a way to do it. But I know that one person can't stand to lose $100,000. They may can stand to lose $1,000. So kind of how can you speak to the fear of that and of the process? And I think that we as, you know, me personally, I'm fearful of things that I'm not familiar with. And I know nothing about it. And you kind of take what's shoved down your throat. That, hey, you invest in this and it's a mix and be diversified and all this crazy talk. But we don't really kind of know. We really don't know. And I think that that's what we kind of need to learn.
Hey, Steve, I just want to give you a time check. It's 5:45 now. We really only have about 15 minutes. I know that you're going to answer a lot of questions and you're actually going to probably hit on some points. So everybody who's listening, if you can let Steve finish, he'll address your points, and probably he'll answer and speak to what you have in mind. So just listen and hear what he has to say first. And when we get to, we're getting close to the end, but we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to answer the questions. So we have the 15-minute left mark.
Yes, sir. So let's talk about the investment clubs. You mentioned that first, sister. Someone has their mic open. The mere fact that it is an investment club.
Okay, let me fix that real quick. Somebody is not muted. I'm just going to mute them all.
Yes,
go ahead, Steve.
Great, thank you. The mere fact that it is an investment club is a problem. So all of those people who were involved in investment clubs, when the crash happened, they lost their investment. They lost a good deal of their money, as did anyone who had a 401k. I'll speak to 401ks as well when I talk about investment clubs. As a student in my training course, you'll learn why a 401k is a scam. And it's not just me saying that. It is the government saying that. And the government knows it's a scam. It's basically nothing more than a Ponzi scheme. But what I teach is not investing. I teach trading. One of the other things I teach, because it is a system, because it is a complete system, it's such a complete system that many years ago I programmed it into C++. So the system pretty much trades itself. It's not a robot. It is a fully mathematical system that's put its code. We talked about fear. Because we trade with the system, the system handles everything that a trader needs to answer in order to be a successful trader. And those five questions are, what should I be trading now, right now? In other words, what's hot in the market, uptrend or downtrend? The second question that a system answers is, how much of my capital do I put at risk? It's a very important question, because you cannot stand to lose $100,000. But maybe if you had $100,000 in your account, maybe you can stand to lose half of 1% of your account on one trade. The third question my system answers is, when do I get into the trade? Because lots of people, they can see a thing, but they don't have the guts to just pull the trigger and get into the trade. The fourth thing that my system addresses is when to add to a winning trade. Because you're going to have losing trades, and at that point you're going to get out. Once the trade becomes a losing trade, we immediately exit losing trades. But at a certain point along the way, your trade will become a winner. And at that point, you have to decide, when do I add more to that winning trade? That's how Hillary Clinton made $100,000 on a $1,000 start portfolio. So my system answers that. The fifth thing that my system answers is when to exit the trade. So my system that I'm going to teach you, it's programmed into C++. You don't need to know C++. You only need to know, if you know basic mathematics like addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and you can follow instructions, I can teach you my system. Fear is created by only one person, who wants you to be fearful of the future, who wants you to be fearful of what you don't know and don't understand, and then deliberately prevents you from getting the knowledge to understand it. And if we believe that we are who we say we are, then fear should not stop us from wanting to find out what I'm teaching. You say I have, what, 10 more minutes now, maybe? 11 more minutes, brother?
Yes, you can go on ahead.
Okay. I got a text message from Brother Mikhail, who wrote that Trading Stock Markets and the Nation of Islam piece, one of my best students in the class. I believe he's on the phone call. So if he is, you may have to unmute him, brother. I think he may have been the person with the
Okay. He was doing with all the noise. Okay, let me bring you in. Brother Mikhail, assalamu alaikum.
Salam. You hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you loud and clear.
Peace, brother. How are you?
Peace to the black trading guy, Brother Fox. I'm good, fam. How about yourself?
Just fine, brother. Can you speak on fear and your fear of learning my system and what you now know, now that you've completed the course?
Okay, well, I didn't personally have any fear. I just knew I didn't know what I didn't know. And I'm hungry, in that sense, to learn what I did not know. But as I was learning, Brother System, and juxtaposing that to what we learn as Muslims, you can clearly see it's designed to keep you fearful of what you don't know, keep you a market participant, but just as a consumer. See, like, we all participate in the stock market, whether we like it or not. The question is, are we doing it as traders or are we doing it as consumers? And the Caucasian has everybody doing it as a consumer. Everything in our house is tradable, but we don't. The idea to trade to make profits off of what we consume doesn't even cross our mind. We happily consume it without protest. See, and that's the first thing. So if you talk to people who express fearfulness, which is understandable, they're just saying they don't know. And that's cool. That's the beginning of wisdom, is to say I don't know what I don't know. But we don't want to be held captive to what we don't know by someone who do know and is using us as a pawn to continue fattening their pockets. So once that was able to click for me, I was like, oh, I'm finna be a beast. Because once that clicked, I started going through my house looking at everything I consume, everything my family consumed. I started looking to see if it was trending. And if it's if they're tradable, and if it's trending, I'm going to get in. And I'm going to extract profits off that, use that for the benefit of self, family, and people. And the great thing about Brother Steve, of course, is that you learn how to calculate risk. You learn how much of your capital you're going to use, or how much you're not going to use. Never more than 1% on commodities and futures. Never more than half of 1% on stocks, ETFs, regardless. I mean, everything is calculated to the T, the correct amount of shares to buy, the correct amount of risk to purchase for that particular trade. It's like a science. See, then once you get that, then you don't need the Jim Cramers and these stock tips and you listening to Bloomberg and they telling you, hey, I mean, I can clearly deduce how, most of that stuff as I sit and watch it sometimes just to see what they're saying, and they're leading people to the slaughter. Invest here, invest there, invest here, invest there. But Steve has a great, when you were in his preliminary training, where he had Jim Cramer, who's a guru of getting your money took, but he's a guru on NBC, MSNBC. He's telling them, and he has this clip on there, he's telling them 1 week, invest in banking and retail, and don't invest in oil. And then the following week, the same person is mocking you for investing in retail and banking and saying you're not listening. You should be investing in oil. See, that's the kind of stuff that get our people messed up, and that's the kind of stuff that that people take losses on. So you don't need that when you're learning what to look for, how to do it, what to trade. That's what Brother Steve's course did. Not, like I always tell him, Brother Steve's course is the best thing to happen to me since getting knowledge itself. It's just that powerful. And doing it with the nation, with our type of mindset, with our type of thinking, coupled with that, I mean, we can extract what's being extracted from us, which is all our money we consume. Sir, yes, sir.
You brothers and sisters will be unstoppable. I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother. But go right ahead. I think we're almost out of time, though.
We've got about 5 more minutes, so if you wanted to open up to questions from anybody else on the line, we can do that.
Yes, sir. Anyone else have questions? I got one of my best students online, and you've got me. For 5 more minutes.
Any more questions?
This is Brother Eric. I don't really have a question itself. You know, what's step one? Where do I start?
That's a great question, brother, because I was about to say that. Excellent. Where you start is contact Brother Vernon, contact Brother Mikhail, or contact me. I'm on Facebook as well. My name on Facebook is Trader Fox, 2 words, FOXX, I believe. And any one of those brothers or myself can give you the next step. The next step, though, is that you take my online, what I call the Philosophy of a Successful Trader course. It's free. It tells me how serious you are, because once you get to the videos, I'll be tracking your every movement on my website to see, you know, what day you're up to, what videos you've watched. But that's the next step. It's a free course. It's a bunch of short videos, 20 days worth. I make all 20 days available to you at the very start. You get through those 20 days. I'm told by one brother you can get through them in about 4 hours if you just do them all at one time, but I don't recommend you do that. I recommend you take a week or two and get through the videos. And then once you're done watching those videos, you contact me and tell me you are ready to move forward. At that point, that's the only time that there is a fee. And the fee, I've tried to make this thing as inexpensive as possible. I'm told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says you pay a man for his work. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Pay a man for his time.
There you go. Pay a man for his time. That's the quote. So my fee, I try to make this as inexpensive as possible. Let me just tell you what I charge white folks. I charge white folks twice the amount of money I am charging. I charge Brother McHale Muhammad. I charge white folks $2,250 for not even the full 15 weeks. And I make them pay half of it up front. And they gladly do it. They write a check or they send me a PayPal and they just do it. I'm making this course available. It's 15 weeks of training, 30 hours total. It's like a semester of college. And it is available for $75 a week for 15 weeks. Do you think it's worth that, Brother McHale?
Man, you're getting underpaid, to be honest with you. But yes, sir, for the value of what you're learning, it is definitely on point.
It's this knowledge, if you use it, especially if you're a Muslim in the Nation of Islam, and you gain that supreme wisdom, you put this together with my system, which is mathematical. Like I told you earlier, I was asked to solve problem 11. Did I solve problem 11, brother?
Oh, yes, sir. With the Suez Canal, I believe.
Yes, and I actually solved problem 34. I don't think I emailed it to you, but I solved it as well. And it only took me about 20 minutes because I'm a trader. I'm not a mathematician. I'm just a trader. I'm able to think outside the box. Thinking outside the box is something we traders do all day long. So I believe this course will free you financially. It's a small down payment on the rest of your financial future.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are there any other questions?
Well, if there are no other questions.
Who came on board late and who I know I spoke to and got excited about this, so I know that there must be some other questions out there.
Now's the time. Well, if you have other questions, you're listening to this on recording, you can hit any one of the three brothers up, myself, Brother McHale, Brother Vernon, and they can certainly answer the question or get the question to me if they can't answer it, and we will gladly answer your questions.
I have a question. Are we basically saying that we need to enlist members of NOI and just all members at large to kind of get in tune to this program for just kind of overall prosperity and wealth?
Sister, I'm not saying that you have to go out and recruit people. I'm saying that you yourself, if you think that you need to get your stick out of that mud, this is the program that does that. And I believe once you learn it, you'll be so happy to tell anybody else you know that they will come. I believe that.
Okay, so it's like a pathway. But for me, I'm the one with the fear question. I'm just being very honest. I'm a little bit, like, fearful. I'm very into a total advocate of the process and somebody getting into it. But, I don't know. I feel like I need, like, a leader or something, like a group direction, because I'm just not too familiar. I want to go in that direction, but I kind of need a leader. In other words,
Brother,
if somebody like your student, I mean,
yes,
he just kind of got me all motivated. He got me like totally motivated.
Sister, I'm going to say, ask Brother McHale how much he knew about what he learned when he started.
Right, he impressed me already, and that's kind of what I'm looking for. You kind of have some passive people, I guess that's what I'm saying. Maybe like a McHale, if that's his name, and who just spoke. You know, I would just go. I just want to go to McHale and say, McHale, I want to be a part of this. Just let him do it. You know what I mean?
You mean trade for you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh no, that's
passive. Of the passive type of person, like
Brother Steve. Can I address one thing for the benefit of the recording of the call, and
yes,
and also address the question that's being asked.
Yes, sir.
One thing that we as believers in the Nation of Islam know to do is to use the best of intelligence at all times. Fear and stress can only exist and can only negatively impact you in the absence of knowledge. So before we even think about what could make you afraid, before we even think about money and how much to invest and this and that and the other and what's going to lose and all that stuff, the solution and the antidote to that is gain the knowledge. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the book Message to the Black Man has a section, a chapter that says acquire knowledge to benefit self and kind. Before you make any move, the first thing to do and the purpose of this call is to get you to realize that there's a science to trading, a science to business, a science to trade and commerce that we need to learn. So the things that would make you fearful, put those to the side, and all we're really asking you to do is take the time and make the commitment to learn about this particular science because it's valuable for us as individuals, and it could be valuable for us as a whole collective. So that should remove the fear aspect from it. Learn first so that we're all knowledgeable and able to execute, whether Brother Steve is there, Brother Mikhail is there or not. We want to create knowledgeable individuals. There's a saying that says, one learned Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 ignorant worshipers. We don't want to be in the category of ignorant worshipers. We all want to get our weight up. We all want to be as knowledgeable as we can be. Yes, sir.
I was going to just say real quickly, you know, one of the things that you learn in Brother Fox's course, just not about trading, but you learn who pulling the strings. In every class, you're learning about the Rothschilds. You're learning about fractional reserve lending and how the Fed uses that against the people every step of the way. So you're learning who pulling the strings. So if that is what contributes to your fear, then the more you learn about it, the more power you have in your hands. It's not like Brother Steve leaves you hanging to just participate in a market that you have no knowledge of. He's showing you how to navigate in the market, but he is very, very intense to show you who's controlling it. In each step of the class, every way you go, you're learning about who's pulling the strings, multiple angles. You talked about the 401k. There's one homework assignment about a video you watch called the 401k fallout, where you watch and hear the government just tell you this is a straight up scam, and that's why traders don't have 401k. So Brother Steve's class covers, I think it covers all of that. So if you approach it fearful, then if you go through the course, you definitely not going to have that, because you see who's pulling the strings, and you can't control the people that are pulling the strings, but when they pull the strings, you can extract money when they do what they do, and you understand why they do what they do. That's what's so beneficial about his class.
I think I get it now. What you were saying was powerful, but most powerful, but what the brother said before you is that I think what I got from that is through knowledge comes confidence. And through knowledge comes the conquering of fear. So I think I get that, and I think I get the message. But, you know, I feel a little bit, you know, so I think the way that, you know, to approach it is to just face what you fear. You can't
right.
overcome fear if you don't face it. So, you know, you got to take a risk and a chance and just, you know, give the benefit of learning and open yourself up to, you know, the knowledge. I'm very, very open. And that was just kind of like a general question, but I was just being very honest about the way I feel in a heartfelt type of emotional sense. You know what I mean? But that was very, very powerful, and I got that. And you're absolutely right that you can't be for fearful of anything that you're not knowledgeable of, because you don't even really know to fear it or not, because once you're prepared for whatever it is you have to slay or bring down, you know, it may not be as fearful anymore. You could be equally as powerful as to what you initially feared. But you can't be as powerful unless you empower yourself through the information and through the knowledge.
I think you're going to be just fine, sis.
I'm trying to get there. I'm getting there. I'm very excited. This is my first day. That's why I keep butting in, because I've got all kinds of questions. So I'm very excited, and I'm ready, but I'm just being honest. about where I am. This is where I am. This is my beginning, but it is not my end.
The minister said, pursue your goal, overcome the difficulty. The difficulty in many of us is fear. Overcome the difficulty and become the master of what you seek. That's what we do. That's what we train in God's do.
Well, I'm right here in whatever way I can serve. So I'm just going to shut up.
Don't shut up.
Well, we're gonna keep the conversation going, Sister LaShawn. You know we got a couple of rendezvous to come after this particular conversation, so don't worry about that.
Thank
Brother
you.
Steve, we are right at the we've been on for about an hour. It's about 6:07 now, and I wanted to really just have everybody on to give them an hour long introduction to what we have to think about. For those members of the Economic Empowerment Program who didn't get on, Brother Jay, I see you on, Brother Eric. Let's pass the word on to them so that they can find out more about this and find out that if they want to learn more, there's a way to do that as well. I think this was valuable time spent, and I certainly am appreciative of Brother Steve Fox and Brother Mikhail for coming on to share some of what they had for us. So thank you both. And thank you all who responded to my call. I put the call and put the word out there. Some of y'all may have just heard about it today, but you came on. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you honoring me by honoring my request. So, again, this call is recorded. So you will get the replay, and you'll be able to share it with whoever you want to share it with. And anybody who missed it, they can do that as well. Yes, sir, Brother Steve.
I was just saying I appreciate you and I appreciate your guests for listening to me ramble on for an hour, and I hope it was beneficial.
Nothing but good stuff coming out of this event, that's for sure. So I thank you all for joining us again. If you're on Facebook, connect with me. I'm Vernon Muhammad on Facebook. Brother Mikhail is Mikhail Trader Matic Muhammad, and Brother Steve is Trader Fox with two X. Trader FOXX. Check out any one of us. If you're interested in moving forward with this program, you see on the NOIBiz.net site that I just sent you to, finish reading the article, go through it. You may need to read it once or twice, but at the end or somewhere in there, there's a sign-up form that says, hey, I want to learn more. Put your name and your email address in there if you haven't already, and we can make sure you stay plugged into the loop, okay? So that is it. That is the end of this call. I'm going to go ahead and end the recording and end the call. And thank you all again for joining us.
I just want to say thanks to Brother Mikhail for coming on last minute.
Yes, indeed. Thank you all. All right, everyone, have a good night. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.